other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. We had an exclusive interview last night on the Nightly News with Kurt Haskell, the attorney, the survivor of the underwear bomber. And as one of the victims, one of the survivors of that attack, he was able to read into the record the evidence of what he witnessed and the U.S. government getting him on the aircraft and protecting the insane jihadists. They go out and find crazies and put them on the aircraft, and was able to point out that you are not a Muslim hero. You are a tool of the globalist. You are a patsy. And that did actually make some of the corporate dinosaur media that's been involved in a blackout. You know, Kurt Haskell had heard this show and had heard about 9/11 Truth and didn't buy into it. And when he watched the government get him on the plane, which a month and a half after he told us on the show he saw this, it was confirmed by the State Department and congressional hearings and C-SPAN, aired it live. And then he saw the cover-up and everything they did in that trial, whether they were saying to Mutallab, we'll kill your family if you don't plead guilty, or whether he was just a crazy jihadi they set up. Haskell witnessed this and now says that he's woken up and, you know, may basically get out of the country. And he was telling us, you know, why even sue the government? Because he thinks the whole country's going to collapse, and he was looking at some of the different reports that are coming out from the big banks that if things aren't reversed the next year and a half, it's a guaranteed total collapse. I mean, just absolute, not just a depression, but just a shutdown of many services in society. The whole thing runs from bad to worse. That's why the globalists want to have a depression, but a controlled one. And they've said this at Davos many years. Bilderberg's talked about it. CFR, Trilateral Commission, publicly have said a controlled post-industrial world, a controlled collapse. And if they need to have a big World War III to do that, they'll do it. And here we are, just with proxy wars in Libya, proxy wars bringing down Syria, proxy revolutions in Egypt, proxy revolutions being exported into Iran, bombings, bases being blown up, people being assassinated, magnet bombs thrown onto cars by motorcycles. Israel's using Al-Qaeda to do the killing. Even NBC News reports that. And we've reached this twilight zone point where everything I've been talking about is hidden in plain view, admitted. But then even when the general public, many of them see the information, it's like, yeah, but I still got to get my rights up. Al-Qaeda's going to get me. And then I've got stacks of news again today where Google, Twitter, Facebook, all of them are announcing censorship, working with any governments they want to track exactly where you are from every Twitter, to block Twitters with keywords before they go out, to not let people politically organize with it, Google tracking people, Google delisting people when government asked, including the U.S. government, just a bum rush. You know, and I guess mine was right a few weeks ago, and we quote beat SOPA for now, that the recording industry wanted to ham-fistedly go in and start chopping up the internet itself, and the big mega technology companies in Silicon Valley, and River Murdoch even tweeted about this himself, they came in and said, no, 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 we're going to run this. Governments aren't going to run this. We're going to do it. We know how to do it. We know how to, you know, call it, we're just changing the way YouTube operates. So you put in one of my video headlines now and it doesn't show up, or only somebody's copy of it does. I'm seeing that now. I mean, we're being delisted everywhere. They delisted us off the news of Google. And they admit they're censoring. People are like, no, they're not censoring. So it's all coming down. I mean, it is getting crazy. I'm going to tell you about the guests that are coming up. Huge amounts of news. I'm going to try to cover it all straight ahead on this Friday edition. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Do you believe that Christians are going to be persecuted? Revelation 6:11 states they will. Revelation 13:7 states they will also. And then in Revelation 20, verse 4, states that some in the resurrection will have been beheaded for the witness of Jesus Christ. Beheading is usually done with a guillotine. Could that be why guillotines are stored on every military base in America? Not all Christians will be martyred. However, in Luke 21:36, it states that some will be counted worthy to escape. We'd like to help you understand these things by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday. It is already the 17th day of February, 2012. We've got Greg Palast, BBC investigative journalist, with huge breaking news on a host of military fronts, economic fronts, web censorship fronts, and the inside scoop on News Corp, obviously being blackmailed and controlled by the Obama deception operation. Suddenly you're seeing a lot of Obama worship over at News Corp, and Sky TV is now suddenly worshiping the Labour Party over in England. Because they've got the prosecutors ready to drop the hammer on all of them. They just arrested 8 more News Corp people last week. So this could be the end of News Corp as we know it, unless they'll basically become current TV and hire Al Gore on their board. And I'm not joking. You may see stuff like that. So this may be the only way the globalist liberal arm of the New World Order can actually get viewers, is to actually have a hostile intelligence operation takeover of News Corp through blackmail. Of course, News Corp has got plenty of dirt on the left arm of the New World Order that they're part of, but there is infighting inside the system. The founding fathers said over and over again, the one thing that'll stop tyranny, there's two things: a vigilant, active population with a Republican form of government, a republic. Doesn't mean Republican Party if you're a new listener. Every time I say Republican form of government, they go, how dare you say a Republican government only? That's not what we're talking about. Side issue. The point is that you need an active, awake, informed, involved population that defends liberty aggressively. But you've also, in this fight, on top of that, need to understand that there's a separation of powers so that the power structure is always busy fighting with itself over the power, so you can't get one centralized dictator-type guy in total full control. All right, continuing here, let me just go over some of the headlines, and then it's Friday. I'm just going to open the phones up instead of just ranting off into oblivion over all of this news. Let me just start here. Conservatives and enthusiasts cheer the end of the long gun registry in Canada, National Post. Now, Canadians a decade ago said when they pass this, they're going to use it for gun confiscation. And indeed, they would just come confiscate legal collections of firearms, trumping up reasons. It's been all over their news. And so now the long gun registry is gone, not the handgun registry, but the long gun registry has been overturned. And again, we're having overall victories against the social engineers. They're still taking over infrastructure and have the high ground politically and with their printing presses of fiat money, but they morally have the low ground. And that's why I've seen the polls roughly go from 50% or so for restricting the Second Amendment in the 70s and 80s to now some polls as high as 80% want less gun laws. They understand it's about victim disarmament. The government can't and won't protect you. I've seen numbers. You can pull these up where back in the 70s, right around 60% of people or so, depending on which study, were for abortion. They've been sold it's not a human and, you know, it's no big deal and it's trendy and cool and a civil right. And the lies that, well, if it's to save the woman's life, shouldn't you have an abortion? It's not called an abortion. It's called a medical procedure if it's to save the woman's life, okay? More lies, more deception. Nobody's not going to go in and do a procedure. Unfortunately, the baby dies. Over the mother, okay? That's always been the way it is in just modern medicine. But now it's upwards of 75, 80% are against abortion. You can just type that in, you know, tide turns, you know, America now anti-abortion, especially in young people. The numbers are in the 90s in some cases. So there's been a total flipping. People are anti-gun grabbing now, anti-gun control. They're for controlling the gun in their hand, real gun control. They're anti-abortion, they're anti-UN, they're anti-globalist. See, the globalists were able to take over America through traitor media by owning the media. They were able to slowly brainwash people, twist things, sell things. But the fad's over. Honeymoon's over. Honeymoon's over. I mean, in Canada, despite the globalists in control of that parliament, the Queen suspending their parliament three times in the last 4 years and all of it, over things like this, they have now overturned the major gun registry. Boom! Victory. This is a big deal. You know, you remember 3 years ago when the Copenhagen document got leaked and it was for world government. They were trying to get it passed without the third world seeing it. In one day, all this came out in the internal emails of the UN, fixing the numbers globally, and we've got to hide this fraud, and it's all about reducing population and all the eugenics boards. I had the guys go buy champagne, and we literally drank an $80 bottle of champagne in here. Which is a lot for, you know, around here, folks. And I mean, and I said, you know what? I mean, after the show, I actually, and I'm not saying you should celebrate with alcohol, but it was like I just won the Indy 500. All of us did. I drove to the store, got a bottle of champagne, and went home with my wife. And we had that bottle of wine. I mean, I just, it's so good to beat them. We can do it. We got to start feeling so good when I think about it. We can beat these people, ladies and gentlemen. I know we can, and people haven't learned that yet, but they're starting to. And in the understanding that we can win and we've got strength is the victory. In the understanding of how strong we are, we can win. I mean, I know a lot of you are like, why has this guy just got tears in his eyes, you know, involuntarily over going back to that moment? It's because you get excited when your team wins the Super Bowl or the playoffs. I've seen grown men get just like I did, and coaches cry. I mean, back when I was a teenager, I'd cry when the Cowboys won. You'll get a tear in my eye of happiness while we were high-fiving, you know, at a barbecue. That's a simulation of what real humanity is. I get an endorphin rush just going back to watching that enemy Death Star blow up. And I told you that was going to reverse their entire environmental eugenics movement. And it's been a major wedge into their operation. It has been devastating, and they admit it. Al Gore is now a joke, his own people running from him. I mean, it's a devastating win. Man, savor that. A devastating victory. Now, this isn't as big as that, but it's another signpost. Even though Canada is so rigged, just like our system, still there's freedom. It was a victory when the head Rothschild got caught being a puppet master over Russian oligarchs and major British government officials. He sued trying to say it wasn't true, and the suit reversed, and it all came out, and it was still, even in one of some of the most rigged courts in the world, when it comes to libel, strongest libel laws in the world, the judge said you were deceptive and got caught. I read part of the ruling here on air. You lied to us. You filed a bad suit. You are a puppet master. Boom! Devastating. The globalists don't want us to have confidence, and I'm telling you, it's a lie that we can't turn this around. As bad as this New World Order is, as out of control, as many people are asleep and brain damaged by the globalist propaganda and poison in the food and water and the rest of it, when you finally get wise to the scam, no matter how big and sophisticated, it just doesn't float anymore. And their boat's got more holes in it every day. And that's why I still get so angry at the mainstream media that are a bunch of teleprompter reading Decepticons sitting there lying to people and posing and their big giant slick studios. We could do the exact same thing. I guess maybe we should, just to make a point. And the fact that still with some people, if you're wearing a fancy suit and tie and reading off a teleprompter and looking like you have the perfect diction and eloquence, but you're reading a script, that even after the dinosaur media has imploded to about 10% of what it was 20 years ago, they still have that air of being the establishment. And when that domino falls, it's over. And they're already trying to segue. They're already dispatching establishment people into cyberspace, into internet news, as that becomes the total platform, to try to replace the true alternative media as they begin to censor and shut all of us down. And just a side issue, and I apologize because it's not even worthy of discussion, but the Young Turks, which means kind of a secret society, a luminous group that actually took over Turkey, kind of an anti-Islamicist group. That's, I guess, why they use that name. I mean, it's good, kind of a Ford Foundation, Media Matters, Al Gore-funded deal. I mean, it's like kind of a joke in everybody's face. And that's where that name comes from. I just saw some video where they were saying they're the number one news show on the internet in the world. And I said, if you look at Alexa, and if you look at all of our internet traffic and streams and podcasts and all of our YouTube channels, we dwarf them, and a bunch of other people dwarf them. And, I mean, Glenn Beck's bigger than they are on the internet. WorldNet Daily, and the list goes on and on. I said, it's not true, because I'm sick of Al Gore dispatching some people that show Hollywood clips all day and then call that news and then say they're bigger than people when with hardcore info, we're beating the establishment media and the establishment spinoff counterfeit alternative media with real hardcore news. That says the people are hungry for truth. That says the awakening is winning. That's an attack on all of us to say this show is at number one. Number one in full spectrum alternative media. Drudge is indisputed number one in old line media, alternative media, and agenda setting. There's just nothing compared to it. And the system attacks him every day, saying it's wrong. He shouldn't be able to set the agenda, because he does. Or the New York Times, Twitter, Facebook, all of them combined, the actuaries have been done. And I'm just stating facts here, okay? We're number one. That means you're number one. That means we're winning. We're winning. And more I realize the fact that we're winning needs to be trumpeted. So we're going to start publishing more of these numbers, going over it, pointing it out, so you know the victories you're having. I want you to email. I want you to Facebook. I want you to Twitter. Out Infowars.com to everybody. The more they try to censor us, the more we got.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
About a lucky man who made the grave.
As I've explained, going back thousands of years, tribal chiefs would dress up in big fancy crowns and flowing robes to impress everyone. And that's what the mainstream media does. And listeners tell me, wear a suit, wear a tie every show, have an even fancier studio. And I kind of want to ask the audience, I mean, I can hire a company to come in here and do that, to spend a few $100,000 and to build a big fancy studio, and I can go get $1,000 suits And I could even have people load my own writing on a teleprompter so I look right at it and do that. But you know what? I'm not going to. But because that's all part of this fake culture. Sure, it's good to wear a sports jacket sometimes, but that's not what the information is. If I wore a pair of sunglasses today on this TV show, the TV show version of the broadcast, if I did that, if I wore sunglasses, it would suddenly all be in the comments on the video from it when we post it about how I was wearing sunglasses. It's all about the surface of things. And that's how Bill Gates can sit up there and wear a suit and a tie and act real gentlemanly and talk in a friendly, non-threatening voice. And he is basically like Adolf Hitler. I mean, he's a eugenicist on record that says reduce population. You can pull his quotes up. He, quote, use vaccines. In fact, I've got the quotes again today, right out of news articles, right out of video quotes of him. I saw a UK Independent article requoting quotes. What was the headline? Bill Gates says use vaccines and GMO to reduce population. I mean, how much more obvious does it get? But because he's this little friendly guy, and I've talked a lot about this. I've talked a lot about this over the years, that serial killers, it comes out in criminology, know to wear a suit and tie and to be clean cut. And they just can get women in cars with them a lot easier because women don't think a guy in a suit and tie is going to pull a gun on them and say, I'm taking you out to a farm. Just be quiet and everything will be okay. Of course, it's not going to be okay. And they get them to the farm and tie them down and rape them for a couple weeks and torture them and, quote, use them up. And the globalists are a bunch of serial killers in suits openly setting up world government. And here is the alternative media that in every metric is crushing the old dinosaur media. But still, even those of us in the alternative media that is the new media and supplanting the globalist media, the deceptive traitor media, we still, more people I talk to, still marvel. And, oh, my gosh, you were on Fox Business, Alex. I saw a YouTube, and they played a clip of your show on one of those. Congratulations. Fox Business, on average, has about 75,000 viewers at one time. Congratulations? We've got over 1 million listening right now, conservatively. It'll be over 3 million in 3 hours. Million. Conservatively, from the AM and FM affiliates. And I'm not getting into my show here about this all day. I'm just illustrating it's all a hoax. It's all a fraud. It's all a scam. And it's so incredibly irritating to see them get away with this hoax. Because even though they don't have any viewers anymore, even though it's a joke, even though they're falling apart and trying to censor the web now and alternative media, because they know, the liars know they're a imploded, rotten husk, a shell, a facade, a projection. They know that. They're very well aware of it. I mean, sometimes they'll say, oh, my gosh, they played a clip of your show on CNN. Congratulations. Congratulations. My gosh, the average CNN show has about 250,000 viewers. Their top shows, 1 million. Oh, man, congratulations. You know when I say congratulations? When Rush Limbaugh talks about InfoWars.com or PrisonPunter.com. That's 20-plus million real people. Or George Norrie with 16 million. Oh, go on there for 3 hours, talk about the New World Order, talk to 60 million people. That's congratulations. And again, what do they want to do? They want to put fairness doctrine back on talk radio because talk radio is the only old line media that has any big audiences. Okay, I'll cover the news when we come back. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Why I get so angry, and I intended to actually open the broadcast up today with it just so people would understand my mindset, but it's really simple. I am frustrated by being aware of the amazing corruption and out-of-control danger that the globalists are bringing us all under, including themselves, and that it's so obvious and documented, and that the threat is bearing down on us day by day with the threat of global war, bioweapons releases, you name it. I'm so frustrated that it's just hanging out there, getting worse by the minute, worse by the day. And it would be so easy to reverse if people would just realize the magnitude of it and look around them, that I just get angry. I get angry because it's like having to watch a building burn up with a bunch of little kids inside of it. I mean, I think about if the globalists get their Agenda 21 through, it's designed to reduce world population, according to State Department Memorandum 200, and literally hundreds of globalist documents that are public. I mean, it's public Planned Parenthood funded Hitler. It's public that they're Nazis. It's they're the father of Nazis. It's public that it's a bunch of racism. It's public that world government's being established. It's public they're designing the GMO to reduce our fertility. You know, they've got biological weapons treaties, but all these governments violate them and create incredible weapons. You know, weaponized flus, Ebola, you name it. We've talked a lot about that. It's back in the news today. At least there's some discussion about this. Like, why are all the universities producing this? This is a good idea. And then letting people know they have them. By the way, I mean, they'll have dirty money under armed guards at banks behind a big vault, and they've got stuff that will kill over 90% of those it comes in contact with just behind swipe card keypad doors in level 2 containment when it should be in level 4 underground with men with machine guns on the top level guarding it and minefields and electrified fences. That's what level 4 is supposed to have. Underground with containment systems with firebombs to be released if the bioweapon gets out, barbed wire fences, the inner one electrified with a minefield, and men with shoot-to-kill orders. They just don't have them in those facilities anymore. They guard the big bioweapon stockpiles with that on military bases. Now they just got it, you know, University of Texas at Galveston on the side of the beach. I've got all this news, and it's all just perfume on a pig. It's all just side issues compared to the fact that the people running the planet are crazy. They're madmen. There's no way they can be protected from all the stuff they're doing. I know they've built underground bunkers for the elite. They admit they have them. I know they've built seed vaults and DNA vaults for plants and animals. I know all that's admitted. And every preparation they're making, it looks like, is for a scenario where they release bioweapons, infect the entire biosphere with stuff that takes over the genetics of everything it comes in contact. It's like a slow motion thing. I was watching The New Thing this morning while jogging on the treadmill. And of course, it's absorbing people in a matter of minutes. But the stuff the New World Order designs, it's the perfect weapon, and they've written about this. The eugenicists did in the 20s. They were saying we've got to discover the tiny building blocks so we can create the Superman. And by the 40s, the top eugenicists, Watson and others, had a discovery. I mean, look at all the discoverers; they're all eugenicists. You got to hand it to them. They actually went out, discovered all this, so they could play God. And some people say, well, see, they should be in charge. They came up with this master plan. They carried it out. The public is going along with it. They deserve to die. What about me? I know what you're doing. I'm not stupid. I don't want to die. I don't want to be soft killed. It's so uncool. It's so creepy. It's so out of control. Don't you have any empathy for the general public? And they're like, well, you're weak-minded. You don't have that last attribute that we have of being cold-blooded and actually, in many cases, being hot-blooded and enjoying what we're doing to people. I've talked to so many chemists and biologists who've contacted me or I've run into at events or that I'm having dinner with a neighbor and they're there and they go, we know who you are. That's why we invited you over. Yes, what are you going to do to stop it? Everything you're saying is true, and they are preparing to release the plague to reduce population. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do, though? You're not going to stop them. And then I run into another group of doctors and scientists out in the countryside living out there, and they're like, yes, we all know. That's why we moved here. We're preparing for the bioweapon release and hope our children won't die as they watch their kids playing. And I'm just like, so you people all know. I guess you do. You're biologists and scientists. They tried to recruit you too, I guess, and you're the ones that didn't go along with it. I mean, they tried to recruit my dad because he was top of his class. I mean, listeners, they've engineered the food to sterilize you and give you cancer and give you birth defects and hurt your children. I mean, it's going on all around us. It's horrible. And I just go into a frustrated rage all the time. And I'm doing it in my family life. I'm doing it around the office because I can feel the danger. I can the hair on the back of my neck standing up half the time now. Everybody feels it.
I mean, they're getting ready to start World War III with Iran, Russia, and China. That's mainline publications are saying that that's probably what it'll lead to. They're moving nukes around. The communist Chinese leader, for the first time I've ever seen, says prepare for war with the U.S. The world economy's melting down. That's when they started World War I and World War II. They're dispatching tattletale squads everywhere. It's all over the news that the government's tracking and listening to everything. There's not even a pretense now of the Fourth Amendment. Callers are sending me emails. Callers are calling in. Suddenly in Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, you know, the caller called about, have you seen the Dallas Morning News last week? TSA's on the streets of Dallas. And I'm like, no, but I knew they were going to be. And then I was checking my email and other stuff and looking online and comments, and now I learned it's every city everywhere, TSA now on the streets. I mean, I knew it was coming, but bam, baby, federal goons on the streets that are going to start putting their hands on you. I mean, this is hardcore martial law. And as soon as they start a false flag attacks, they're going to shut down my show. They're going to send idiot local police to arrest my butt, probably. I mean, and then these cops that come for me, our little victims eating poison food and drinking poison water, and it's all admitted. I can't even hate them anymore. I'm so aware of how all this works. These are little moron victims. And then I look at my beautiful, decent children. I'm like, you know, why don't I just run to the hills, hide out in the country, go to Costa Rica like so many people are doing? Just you know, be in the rear with the gear. I look at the innocence of my children, but I realize that's a lie. They have no future if we don't beat this, if we don't stand against this. But you do think about it. You get frustrated. You get mad at the globalists for ruining your life, ruining your future, just by their absolute competitive nastiness. The worst people, the most intelligent psycho control freaks, compete with each other to get into power. And then they interbreed over hundreds of years. And a lot of psychopathic and sociopathic behavior is genetic. It's been, you know, linked directly to two genes. And so it's a super breed of sadist, control freaks, psychopaths, and armies of mercenaries that work for them who are so delusional now, they think some underground bunkers and some seed vaults are going to save them from all their GMO stuff. Their perfect Trojan horse, an invisible enemy you can't see that kills you slowly so no one can figure out where it's coming from. And then you find out that they call it soft kill and have written white papers on it publicly talking about how they're doing it to us. I mean, wow! That is hardcore! And it's like almost everybody I know is now having deformed children with, you know, different organ problems, bone problems, all sorts of illnesses, intestinal illnesses, viral, bacterial, mutations, neurological disorders are just skyrocketing. Some neurological disorders have seen 10,000+% increases the last 30 years. Diabetes, 2,000-3,000, depending on the type, percent increase. Cancer, 2,000+%. I mean, they're hardcore killing us, man. And let me tell you something. I'm a human being. I'm just a man, a normal, but I am a man. And I get aggressive feelings. I can't hardly go to a mall anymore. I can't hardly go out in public because, man, if I see some five-year-old who's clearly on chemotherapy with their hair falling out and their eyes shining so bright because you can tell they're going to die, you can see the death in their eyes because they're so alive. They had a whole future ahead of them. They had so much. And you idiots, when I break down like this, you little hard bastards online make jokes and say it's fake. I wish it was fake. Okay? Let me tell you something. I live in the real world. I'm taking on all this pain. I'm not rationalizing. I'm not denying. I know what's going on. I know what's going to happen to me. I know what's going to happen to my family. I'm sacrificing myself so we've got a chance when stuff gets so bad, you people won't be in denial anymore that you would have at least been told. And you're going to have to pass it on verbally. This morning I was researching and looking into governments erasing a voice off the web. I typed company software to erase a voice off the web and found Optimus Prime. I sent you a link to it, actually. You've got it over there. Why don't you pull it up? You type in the voice of Optimus Prime, most of the clips of it, even when it's the guy talking to people on YouTube, when they go up to, you know, signing things and stuff at comic book conferences, His voice is erased because he has a contract with a record company for his voice, and it's being erased off the web. Because I knew that's going to be next, where they can literally hit a button on any of these big sites and your voice is gone. That's the type of censorship. That's what the next web is. That's Internet 2. That's the future. And we're being delisted everywhere. We're being blocked everywhere as the system tries to keep us from going viral. Which I should be glad, I guess, they're suppressing us to a certain point. Because I guess the next step will be just kill me. But you know what? I'd rather go total mega viral and force them to move their hand because I love life so much, I'm willing to give it up. I'm willing to have whatever monsters come at me out of the New World Order to deal with it because I'm tired of their soft kill, creeping death. I want to get them out in the open, moving against us instead of poisoning our food, poisoning our water, and doing all this to us and thinking it's funny. We've got to engage them in the info war and hammer them hard and get them off their timeline, which we're starting to do. It's like an arm wrestling match. And we've got the initiative. They had us pushed all the way down. But, you know, we're doing this for our families. And we got it up, and we've got them all the way over. And they're really pushing back hard now. And we've got to just say, you know what? You're going down. We got to pound them down. We got to just, you know what? You're going down. It's not a question. It's a decision. You got to decide, you know what? I take all the fear. I take it all, and it makes me strong. Just whatever's coming, I'm in God's hands. Give it to me. I haven't given the number out yet, and I got all these guests coming up. I wanted to take calls. It's just that the quickening in my soul, the quickening in my heart is so incredible. I couldn't go to sleep last night. I was up till 2 in the morning. I jumped out of bed at 5:30 in the morning, and I'm just... It's all coming down. I mean, you can feel it. You can see it. You know it. And the judgment of our world is it happens all the time. 20% to 30%, depending on which estimate you look at, it's in between 20 to 30% of the Cambodians were killed. U.S. government funded. Khmer Rouge was funded by Zbigniew Brzezinski. He brags about it. 22 million Germans died. Separate from war, 22 million Germans died. That was what following Hitler did for them. You were going to say something, Chris? Well, I mean, actually, the one I sent you was one where they haven't erased it yet. But then I meant, yeah, there's a bunch. Like, if you do the voice of Optimus Prime or the man that does Optimus Prime, you'll see the videos on YouTube. You'll see a bunch of them. When you try to play them, it has a notice. And it says this voice is the property. And it's even him at comic book conferences doing the voice, and the computer recognizes it, and it's not allowed to be out because they own his voice. I mean, my point is that that's how they can shut down and just with this new web system. And then they admit with all these filters, they can shut down discussions. They can shut down whole voices. This is how they're going to come at people. So you better keep hard copies of everything I've talked about. You better keep your old technology. You better, invest in good old-fashioned printing machines, whatever, because I'm telling you. Well, I mean, Kindle is on record. We had Dr. Stallman on saying, no, they're building Trojan horses into everything, where they hit one button and thousands of Kindle books are erased, even ones you paid for. I mean, think about it. Yeah, you can use all this as a double-edged sword to get the word out, but the system isn't going to let that happen. These people kill folks for oil and money and power. They're ruthless, and only by realizing you can't reason with the New World Order, you can't have debates and discussions with them, they are crazy. And I need professors to do research on this. I actually did some searching and did actually find some papers that mention it going back more than 100 years. So it has been recognized, but why is there psychopathic tendency and mental illness tendencies in royalty and wealthy elites that tend to act like royalty and intermarry? Because genetically they're ruthless and don't have a normal conscience. And so they do rise to the top because they're like cancer in a body. They're malfunctioning. They're not full humans. They're actually subhuman. The people like Hitler was a subhuman. But you can be a subhuman, black person, white person, Jewish person, Arab person. You know, there's good people, there's bad people. But literally, they're not fully human. They don't have the conscience. And it is genetic. You know, it's that bloodline's mean. You know, hey, I'm getting rid of these bulls. They keep attacking people. I'm going to get a breed of bull that aren't as vicious. I mean, it's simple. And they've been intermarrying, but more than that, the syphilis, the mercury, the lead, the arsenic that the alchemist and people would always give the elites, so DNA mutation. Turns out that the priest class was always feeding the royalty and even the higher priest class poisonous metals. The reason the global system is so psycho and crazy, even worse than the average psycho on the street, is that it is an inbred system and a culture that grew of people literally with microscopic worms eating their brains. That's what syphilis basically is. They're microscopic, you know, worms, microbes. And they're just beyond insane. Just like the prince, the member of the royal house was Jack the Ripper out killing people. That's been confirmed now. I mean, he had syphilis. I mean, his brain was being eaten, and he was on arsenic to treat it, which makes you even crazy. So we have an elite who set up eugenics when most of them had syphilis. That's why all the mafia ended up living in Hot Springs, Arkansas. It was the top syphilis treatment center, so the Rockefellers were all down there, too. I mean, they didn't. In the 30s and 40s, they were still completely psycho. Our whole world is governed by syphilitic crazy.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Children's blood.
Sucking the children day by day. Yeah. It's that the Babylon system is a vampire.
For all intents and purposes, The New World Order might as well be space aliens. It might as well be vampires. It might as well be the devil. Because I can't imagine a science fiction movie where you have a global elite who are so crazy they've got 9 out of 10 nuclear reactors leaking radiation. Just type that into a search engine. That's mainstream news. They're raising isotope levels, thousands of percentages, saying they're all safe. They've got troops using weapons that soft kill them. They're shooting everybody up with deadly vaccines, starting all these wars, creating GMO cross-species creatures everywhere that are infecting the entire biosphere while lecturing us all day about giving up our rights for the environment. And then I find the poetry of the nihilistic transhumanist, top globalist. I have it in my film Endgame. And they say, yes, to keep on willing, we the elite might blow the planet up just to be number one. Why, it'd be the greatest thing in history to blow the planet up and kill everyone. That would just end us. I would be the greatest ever. And then I found out that Lenin wrote stuff like that. And then here are transhumanists today writing stuff like that. I mean, it's a spirit, folks. It's death. It's cancer. And it thinks, well, I can just take over, so I'm the boss. Yeah, you can take over and screw everything up. I mean, anybody listening to this show could go home today and shoot their neighbors for no reason. Does that mean you got the power? A cop driving along could pull a family over and shoot them all in the head. Does that mean he's real powerful? No, it means you got a problem. It means you're screwed up. Oh, so you can take thousands of species and cross them with each other and release salmon that they admit will extinct all the regular salmon that are part insect into the ocean. I mean, bioweapons treaties aren't even followed, and these companies are all just infecting everything. And then when they infect you, they come and sue you, saying you stole their patent. And again, it's the boldness of these globalists. The people go, well, they're bold. Oh, so you came and trespassed on my farm, pulled up my corn that's natural and out of the receipt, the natural seeds. But plants don't just have one daddy and one mommy. You know, it can be 100 mommies and daddies. It's the pollen that mixes in. So you found less than 1% Monsanto genetics in my corn in a laboratory that you obviously infected my crop with. And now you've got a court saying you're going to fine me $10,000 an acre, saying my entire crop was stolen from you. They're like, yep. So you're going to infect me. And like if you went to somebody's house and poured motor oil all over their carpet and then gave them a ticket and said, you owe me money because you trespassed. You're like, you're in my house pouring motor oil on the white carpet. And they're like, doesn't matter. The court's going to rule for me. All right, I know all I talk about is GMO now because I'm really getting that's why they're so smug. That's why it's so funny to them. And I'm done. At 8 after, we're going to get Greg Palast on, and I'll just tell you, as long as your questions are for him about world events or whatever they are, we'll go to your calls. And since I'm getting Bob Chapman on today, I'll have calls for Bob Chapman as well. What happened with Kurt Haskell? I heard Chris get him on the phone. Is he going to pop in, too, about the underwear bomber stuff? Well, if he needs to do it at 12:30, we'll do it then, too. Or we can do it in the end of Bob's interview. Because he got up there in his statement as a victim and said this is an inside job. So we'll talk to him. Of course, you know, he's an eyewitness confirming the U.S. government got him on the plane. It turned out it's true, but that shouldn't be investigated either, you know.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.